You're going to have to play a lot better than you did in Tampa, particularly defensively. I was talking to, I don't want to say because we were just kind of chatting, an offensive player yesterday in the locker room after practice and just kind of talking about how frustrated. Now, the defensive performance was bad. Offensively, it was just a little uneven, right? Yeah, like if a couple things break differently, basically what the player explained to me was if what was my man's name? York. If Cade York makes the two field goals he missed, they score on 5 of their 8 possessions.
Yeah.
That offensive efficiency, like from a drive chart, would place you top 10 in the league.
Probably. We look at end result. The coaches look at what could have been. One person missed here, one person missed there, and they understand they could be closer than what we would think. We look at the numbers and we go, oh, man, they got destroyed. But they're looking at ball bounce one way or the other in this play or that play, we are right there. You know what I mean? And that's why a lot of times you hear coaches talking. Some people think it's coach speak, but it's not coach speak. They're looking at the exact play that one bounce here or there, and boom, the game is different.
Well, dude, I got to ask Luke yesterday about not letting it go on the throwback, and I think – he didn't say this. Like, he was like, yeah, you know, I looked and it just didn't seem like it was there. But now that I've watched it again.
Yeah, when I saw
the film. He's a little nervous, dude.
You can see this.
First ever game.
When he catches it to throw it, there are a lot of people in between him and Jaden.
Sure.
So, like, a quarterback sees color and say, oop, shy away. We get a chance to expand the picture and see, oh, if he just throws it over the top, Jaden is free. But that's not – you don't have – that moment as a guy making a play, you got split second. We get to look and dissect and all that. So I can understand why he took it away, but he went right up the field. He didn't sit there and mess around and lose yards. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, but it's a lot of little things that go into it, and I know coaches and players look at, and that's why sometimes after a game when you hear players saying certain things, we can't understand why. But they are looking at it more meticulous than we are.
Well, dude, I think if you look at offensively, they were close to a pretty damn good performance against a defense that is known for being super aggressive and pretty darn good with some real players on different levels. Mm-hmm. Now, they sustained – I haven't even looked at who Tampa's playing this week and who's going to be healthy for them. But, like, Bryce Hall ain't playing this week. Mm-hmm. I can tell you that just from what we saw on the field.
Yeah.
Offensively, now some of this was kind of garbage time. They're down 3 scores late in the fourth quarter. But, like, they finished with the same amount of first downs as Tampa despite not being able to convert on third down, right? Like, they didn't run the ball great, but they finished with, like, 135 rush yards. Now, that's driven largely by 90 from Jaden.
Yeah.
But I think from a efficiency standpoint, they're not far away. I think you're going to see Jaden run less. I think there'll be fewer scrambles because there'll be fewer blitzes.
He'll run less, but I think what's going to happen this week, the fact that he ran last week, they have to pay attention to it this week.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And if he runs 4 times next week, I mean this week, and he ends up with 40, 50 yards, you still have to respect the yards per.
Yeah.
So it can balance out for you, but I just think that they have to have a little time to get this thing together. I said it throughout training camp. I said it when we got the preseason that we look at the Patriots over the years. The Patriots seem to take the first 3 to 4 weeks when they had Tom as preseason. And all of a sudden they would hit this little roll and then nobody could stop them. When I look at this football team and I look at the way that the league and every team does it now, you have to say that the first 3 to 4 weeks is basically preseason still. Because – as you stated, Jaden played basically, what, 3 quarters? That wasn't the whole game.
3 drives, dude.
Yeah, 3 drives.
Okay? In the preseason, you're
saying? So when you look at that, was that enough for you to know what he could do during the season?
No, but I'm just trying to get to the scoring efficiency. How often do they have the ball? Are they roughly putting points on the board?
Yeah.
You think about the 3 preseason drives where they had a scoring opportunity on all of them. They scored a touchdown on one. They kicked a field goal on one. They missed a field goal on one.
Yeah.
And then now in real action where he's playing a full game, the possession chart, Now, they had a three and out on the first play because he threw the ball backwards 15 yards because he was nervous. It was his first game, right? Like, I could chalk that one up. You have a missed field goal touchdown in the end of the half, then another missed field goal. Like, if you just convert those two, and I don't know that you're converting the 56-yarder, frankly.
Well, it's possible. He had the distance.
There are people that do it routinely.
He had the distance.
But I mentioned these to you. I don't know if I said this on air, so I wanted to be sure I said this. Zach Selby does a really good job. He covers the Commanders for the Commanders, right? But he some numbers he pointed out yesterday, and I'm reading, if you want to follow him, it's at Zach Selby, WC, at Z-A-C-H. No matter what the Commanders' offense and Jaden Daniels see against the Giants this week, there should certainly be less pressure. The Bucs blitzed on 42% of their defensive snaps, third most in week one. The Giants were 24th with a blitz rate of 19.2%. The Giants... it's going to look like what Washington did for 4 years under Jack. They now have Lawrence, Thibodeau, and they just traded for Burns. Like, they're going to count on their front to get be able done. To get home.
Yeah,
I think this is a huge test for the offensive line that I thought performed fairly well in Tampa. I think it's going to be a huge test, frankly, for the tackles. Because Lawrence is going to do Lawrence stuff.
Lawrence is going to do Lawrence stuff inside, but I think Burns and also Thibodeau, those guys are pass rushers. They're not run stoppers. So you might have to let be sitting in their lap a little bit. You know, put the tackles and the guards in their lap and make them have to play more of a physical game.
Sure.
Because I've always felt this. Pass rushers, DNs, well, how you want to describe them, those guys are more athletic than the tackles, no matter how you put it. Other than Trent Williams. He might be more athletic than some of the guys.
Like, think about Montez Sweat.
Yeah,
that level
if you are a guy who's starting here, who's concerned, you're backing up against a guy that's more athletic than you, you're backing up. He's going to probably have something to get past you if you do it consistently. But every once in a while, hit him in his chest. He doesn't want to do that. We talk about it all the time. The best way to stop a pass rush is to make him become a run stopper. And if they can establish the run on those guys, because, like, we know the two guys inside, you know, with Lawrence, them, they're going to be stout. But where's our strength? In the inside on his offensive line. So you got to bring stout with stout and see what you could do with that. But I think if you put the big guys on the big guys running the ball, you got an advantage on the edges.
You know, I got to talk to Logan Paulson and the tight ends coach, David Rye, before the Dolphins preseason game. And they were kind of explaining from a tight end perspective that when they are run blocking, they basically a tackle or a tight end and a D end or a pass rusher, they basically want to deploy the same technique depending if it's a run or a pass play.
Mm-hmm.
What the edge rusher is trying to do to the tackle or the tight end in a pass play when they're trying to get to the quarterback is what the tackle and the tight end needs to be doing on a run play. It's about getting inside and driving you back.
You back, and then what happens, you cause a problem for that linebacker.
Exactly.
Or you just slide off.
Right.
Like a little chip. The thing about blocking, everyone looks for someone to be pancaked, knocked on their butt, whatever. All it takes is a nudge. You know, I returned some kick returns where the guys weren't even touched. It's just my guy was standing between he and I. You know what I mean? And if you do that, you should be able to get past it. You don't have to knock them on their butt every time.
Right.
And I think too many young guys, they come off so hard, I got to knock him down. No. Just occupy him. Because the running back, the tight end, the receiver should be good enough to give him a move and give space and not go down with an arm tackle.
And the time required is a second.
Less than that.
Yeah.
Like it's a microsecond.
Right.
You know, like,